I guess what day it is. It is college football top 25 plus 5 offsides on the trimradio.com or Trim Radio Network. Anyway, with me is the main host, John, the next main host, Kalen, and then the nobody, me. Welcome to college football offsides, college football top 25 plus 5. We are going to jump right into it. We have a mess going on, don't we? We have a mess. Coaches are being let go. They're fired. They're going out the door. Here comes a crushing weekend for many, and much to my chagrin, the Ohio State Buckeyes are idle. I'm not happy about these idle weeks. You know what I'm saying? Man up. Play it the whole way through. But anyway, they've decided in their infinite wisdom to give them rest every once in a while. This is their weekend, so I'm sad. Can you see it? And there I am. All right. So anyway, I'm going to leave it to Smokey Bear next to me. And John, John, let's start off right away with our poll. We don't use AP, we don't use the ESPN, we don't use the coaches, we use the master of the machine, the AI man himself, inside computer, he has made this, John.
Over a decade, and what are they doing now? They are correcting their poll. And the offsides poll has not changed from day one.
Speak to me, my friend. Who do we have as number one?
No, let's do number 25.
Oh, okay. We'll go backwards.
You know why? Because we already know who one or two is.
Yeah.
So number 25, Mississippi State.
They kind of snuck on there, didn't they?
They did. 3-0. Guess what? And we had them right in there they were out of the top 25 to begin the season, but they were right below.
And they have opened the door and walked in. I don't know what to think of them yet. I like them, but I think they could go 4-0. This will be the week they're going to go 4-0.
They need a key win. They need a key win. They need a key win in the SEC.
Don't they have Memphis or something?
Mississippi State has beat Southern Miss, Arizona State, Alcorn State, and now they play Northern Illinois.
Oh, Northern Illinois. That's mm-hmm. who it is. Northern Illinois. I say they go 4-0.
They need to beat Tennessee, Texas, Georgia, Missouri, and Ole Miss.
Okay, they're not going to beat Tennessee.
And Arizona State.
And they're not going to beat Texas. And they're not going to beat Georgia. So we could count that out right now. Yeah. No.
No.
All right. Number 24.
Number 24, Utah.
And they're going against
Texas Tech. They got their hands full.
That's going to be a good game. That'll be a good game. I'm going to take Utah because they are tough, and they play pretty physical. Can they match the speed of Texas Tech is the question. I believe that they can.
Yeah, and I'll take Utah.
I think Utah is, according to John's
– Yeah. Plus one.
Plus one. Utah's – that's real close. That is
–
Yeah, that's a here or there. It's kind of who you feel is better at that point.
Mm-hmm. I'll take Utah.
Yeah. What do you think, Coach John?
Wait a minute, way more experience.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Coach John. The master.
You know I have Utah on this one. And it's just because playing 5,200 feet, that Texas Tech most likely will not be able to, they'll be sucking the air.
Yeah. I saw that was coming. They're going to be breathing heavy. Okay. All right. There you have it on that one, folks.
All right. 23.
Yep, number 23.
Notre Dame. Winless Notre Dame.
They gotta beat somebody.
This is where I hate to say this. This is where I would have to disagree, because the only meaningful game that they have left is Southern Cal.
That's why I said they gotta beat somebody. Who have they got this week?
If they lose to Southern Cal, you're out. You're done.
Listen, they gotta have a winning season somewhere along the line, even if they go to a regular bowl game.
They have Purdue.
They got Purdue.
Yeah. They're winning that game. I mean,
listen to me. If you mess this up, if you mess up this Purdue game,
we got to ask you.
Then I'm sorry. I'm not talking to you anymore this year. That's it. You're done, Notre Dame.
Did they cheat last year?
No. Not like some other teams.
Yeah.
No, but I will not pull for them. I will not pull for them if they lose again. Well, what is that, a squirrel?
It is. All right.
Okay.
22.
Notre Dame, Jeremy Love, he has rushed for 127 yards for the whole year.
Yeah, they're not
using him right.
Well,
they're asking too much of him, first of all.
Well, no, you've got to protect him. You've got to open holes for him. And
that's what I said. They're asking just too much from him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're throwing the poor guy on the field, and everybody's like, let him through, It's not going to work that way.
No.
All right, but I'm taking Notre Dame. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt this one time here. If they blow it, then I'm not talking to the coach no more. I'm not. That's it, Marcus. You either get it together. You get it together. Get it together. All right. Number
22. Memphis.
I like that. If Memphis beats Arkansas this week, I'll be on the Memphis bus.
Yeah. You know what? Memphis is one of those teams that is just, they're fast, they're aggressive. But Arkansas is one of those teams. Who shows up? You just don't know who will show up.
I got Memphis.
Is it going to be the kindergarten school of
Memphis by 7?
Tennis, or is it going to be the Arkansas football team?
Memphis by 7.
Memphis beat Troy by 21, and our Clem somebody barely beat them.
Yeah, I think it was the Carolina.
Whatever it was.
Or Clemson? It was Clemson.
Clemson.
Remember that? Yeah. Carolina struggled with it.
It was a sad display.
Yeah, for both teams.
Yeah, it was. All right. So we're riding the Memphis train. Riding the Memphis train. Here we go. Number 21.
Florida State.
It's a good spot for him.
Florida State?
Florida State.
Why are they so low?
Until they beat somebody.
They only played 2 games.
And they whooped Alabama. I mean, my goodness.
Hold up now, because you can't give credit like this is Nick Saban's Bama. It's not Nick Saban's Bama.
Okay.
We've seen this.
Okay. But
so they won a decent game. They won a decent game. But then they went and played East Texas and A&M.
And who do they have this week?
They've got Kent State.
Kent State. Let me tell you what they're going to do. Okay.
They're going to humiliate.
Do you remember that cartoon character, Foghorn Leghorn, and that dog? And he comes up with that board and grabs the dog's tail and goes, bop, 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 bop.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
I know this.
Okay.
I got Florida State by 30 plus.
Yeah, it's going to be embarrassing. And the dog will get
plus 45.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. All right. Yeah, Kent State,
they're going to beat the blue right out of their helmet.
I'm not sure. They could beat my old football team in high school. They're embarrassing. All right, number 20.
Tulane.
Yes.
Tulane won. They beat Duke 34-27. And guess who they have this week?
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. There you go.
You got Ole Miss of Tulane.
I believe it's going to be Ole Miss, but
this is a statement game.
Yeah,
for Summerall.
He's
11-2.
This is the game, right?
He's 11-2. If he beats Ole Miss, he's solidifying himself in coaching history.
Here's the thing: if they win this week, if Ole Miss beats them, and you took Tulane, you might not get a shirt at the end of the year.
Didn't you argue with me last week about taking Tulane over Duke? Yeah. Didn't you argue? How was that pick for you, by the way? How'd that work out in your favor? Yeah, I don't think you wanted to talk about it.
Hold on there.
Yeah. Last week was a rough week. And that I blame Marcus because I reminded Marcus to turn in his picks. And that was a mistake.
That said,
last week,
I think Tulane's a little bit better than what everybody gives them credit for. I do think it's going to be a good game, but I believe it's at Ole Miss. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Yep, and I'll take Ole Miss. I'll go a touchdown.
What, Mr. Guru? Who do we like?
Ole Miss plus 8.
Yeah, I like Ole Miss too. Okay, that's who I took. All
Even
right.
Though Tulane's coach is 7-2. 11-2.
Yeah, 11-2.
Over there, sir. Okay. All right. Number 19.
Georgia Tech.
They're gonna be good.
Yeah, they keep bothering me. If I don't pick them, they're really bothering me. And they're like
the Arizona State. They win whenever you don't pick them, but when you do pick them, it's like,
no,
damn.
It's like that fly that buzzes around your head, and then it lands in your eye, and you can't see for an hour, and it somehow escapes, and then you want to track it down. But the problem is you can't. And they're going against
Temple.
Georgia Tech. Okay,
yep.
Here we go.
I'll go 14, Georgia Tech.
It's Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. So I'm going with the Roadrunner on this one.
I'm going with the Ramblin' Wreck.
Yeah. Number
18. SMU.
And they're going against who?
TCU.
I don't like SMU. You let me down, and you burned me once, and I'm going to question you all the way through. And I think TCU is stacked, folks. They are loaded on defense. They're loaded on offense. They're very fast. They're very aggressive, and they're hungry, and they're mean. And I think in this spot right here, they have a chance where they are going to run away with the Pac-10. Nobody sees them coming.
You got TCU?
I'm taking TCU.
I got SMU.
Yeah, I got
I have SMU by plus 3.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be close, but I'll take them by like 3-7.
No!
Here's his Duke choice, people. This is the Duke choice.
You will
ride and die, by boy.
I'm taking TCU. All right. So
I was a TCU believer when Patterson was there. And then after he left, you're like, ah, they're okay. And then they were getting their butts handed to them. And now this year, they're back.
That's what I say. Yeah. They are back. And they
all right.
That's SMU's second loss right here. It's going to be.
I think it's going to be TCU's first, but we shall see, huh?
I am going to just humiliate you.
All right. 17.
I'll whisper in your room at night.
17. Oklahoma.
Hokies.
Oklahoma.
And they're going against us.
Oh, they play Auburn.
Wow.
You know what? Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, Oklahoma, Oklahoma.
I'm riding Sooners.
Do you remember that?
They're back, baby.
Do you remember Dirty Rotten Scoundrels? You remember that movie where you saw him run around with the pots and pans? Oklahoma, 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 Oklahoma. I'm taking Oklahoma, baby. Steve Martin.
A player that's playing out of his hide, but he hasn't played any SEC schedule, is Mateer.
Yeah. Well, let's see. So far, he hasn't looked bad. His QB rating isn't bad. It ain't great, but it's not bad.
No, but I want to see if they can actually get an offense together that doesn't require Mateer running for his freaking life.
Yeah. That's all right. It gets him in good shape.
I mean, he's willing to do it, but it's only a matter of time.
Oklahoma has Notre Dame, LSU, Missouri, South Carolina, Texas.
Well, I mean, the rest of the season doesn't look favorable for him. LSU is
Michigan.
Yeah. Thank you for that. We really appreciate that. Anywhere in Ohio and down south, any team that beats that itch your chin, we're happy about. So
missed again.
Yeah, missed again. Yeah, that's the
that's what I'm waiting on. They just need two more losses, and then you can sit there and you can say missed again.
Yeah. Anybody who does that. Oh.
All right. We got 16.
16 is Illinois.
I like that. You think Belma finally has his team?
You think Illinois is going to beat Indiana at Indiana?
Yes.
No.
I'll take Illinois.
No, I'm taking Indiana. What do we got, John? What does the computer say?
Computer says Indiana by +4.
Yep.
There's your new game.
No. See, look. This is Indiana's first real test. Okay.
Yeah. That's it. That's all. That was your statement. It's complete. This is your real first test.
Illinois destroyed Duke.
What's her name? Destroyed Duke.
Yeah,
I mean,
but I called that. You took Duke.
Well, I made a mistake. I made an error. It was an error in judgment. Who knew Kent State would go down there and beat Duke?
Kent State.
Oh, it was the wrong athletic season.
Yeah. I'll take Illinois.
Indiana. John, who are you taking?
I'm taking Indiana. +4.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm taking Illinois. I'm sorry. I'm taking Illinois. Look, they have been beating up their opponents. Beat them up.
They're going to beat up Illinois, too.
They're going to beat up Indiana. Who's Indiana played?
Illinois struggled with the worst team in college football last week against Western Michigan.
They beat them 38-10.
That's a struggle.
So did Ohio State. Ohio State struggled with Ohio the entire first half.
Ohio's going to win the match.
I mean, let's be honest. If we're going to call a critic, I'm going to criticize both.
What are you doing? It's blasphemy.
It's not blasphemy.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying, 38-10. And that's what they did last week. Who did Indiana play? Anybody know?
I know.
John.
Indiana played Indiana State and they won 73-0. Which they should
have. What is Indiana State?
Does it matter? They won 73-0.
That's my point.
They took care of business.
Who they played before then? Did not. Who Indiana played before then?
Now, Illinois
did. Question is, how good is Indiana?
Well, they're looking pretty okay to me.
They've played Old Dominion.
Okay.
They played Kennesaw State, and they played Indiana State.
By the way, Kennesaw State last year had a pretty good
record. We're not talking about last year.
I'm not.
They won 56-9, all right? Old Dominion, they won 27-14.
You know, Old Dominion could be pretty decent. I'm just telling you.
But would you take Western Michigan over Old Dominion?
No, but I'll sure take Ohio Bobcats over Western Michigan.
Absolutely. But we're not talking Ohio State. We're talking Indiana and Illinois.
You know, you criticized the Buckeyes. So I don't want to talk to you
anymore. I'm still Illinois plus +3. Who got a 15? Oh, he's gone.
He ran away?
He's running.
I had 2 Mai Tais at lunch or supper. And they're going to win.
I got you.
Indiana has won 15 of the last 17 games.
Mm-hmm. I see the change. Right here.
Yeah. 16. The last 18 games. All right. Next down the line.
Time to be a critic. What's that? 4-0? 4-0.
That's right. See him laugh at me now, folks. This will be the second game because I'll be whispering. TCU, Indiana. It's like the president, vice president type thing.
It's the third.
No.
This will be the third time this week.
That's all right.
This year.
You're helping solidify my position.
All right. Number 15.
University of Southern California.
Yeah. They're doing pretty good.
And they're going against two?
Michigan State.
This was a tough decision, to tell you the truth.
It's in Michigan State, isn't it?
No. I think it's at UC.
It's at Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah, Southern Cal.
I like Southern Cal. The question is,
how good is Michigan State?
No, that's not the question.
3-0.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How good is Michigan State?
How good is Southern Cal?
That's another. Well, obviously Southern Cal is pretty decent. I mean, I'll call them decent because that's
Lincoln.
They're like in Iowa. They're like in Iowa.
But Lincoln hasn't done a thing. He comes from Oklahoma.
I know this. He's 26-13. That's what I'm trying to say. He's 50%.
Yeah, because he lost the 50% over at Southern Cal. I'm just saying. Okay, the hardest part is while Michigan State looks good and USC looks good, USC's got them at home. There's a 3-point favorite right there. I mean, that's a lot of air travel time. And the little jet lag.
They beat up Purdue last week, 33-17.
Okay.
And they were favored by plus +6.
Okay.
I'll take USC.
Oh, the other game is a skunk game. I only won 38-7 or something. And now 33-17 looks better to you?
Yes. Well, only favored by plus +6.
John, who's the computer got?
The computer has Southern California. No, USC by 6. That's
my point.
What did I tell you?
Southern Cal.
USC.
Yeah.
I said the same thing.
Now, why are you arguing?
Because you're mad.
I don't hear nothing.
Your math isn't mathing.
I just said Southern Cal.
No, the school systems today. You have Common Core math. We had the real stuff.
That's the guy we're living in his reality right now.
Hang on. All right. Go ahead.
The Big Ten on the West Coast does not travel well, but now they're the West Coast, so who knows?
Yeah.
All right.
14.
14 is Iowa State, and they're idle.
Well, they're boring.
I don't care. They win. They get the job done.
What we got?
They are idle.
Yeah, they need a nap.
I don't like idle weeks.
I don't either. I don't like it either, but right. Maybe they need a nap.
I like Michael going, Where are the games?
Yeah. Run it through. Run it through. Bones broken, scratches, bruises. Run it through.
You want to know toughness, who the best is, run it through.
Yeah. All right. They're talking about the 11 game schedule, and they have two bye weeks of like, use your backups and play.
Right. Games, like second, third yeah. string. Let's go.
We recruit for a reason.
Play every week.
You know, I agree. You know, no offense. Yeah, when they weren't getting paid, sure, you could have a day off. You're getting paid now?
Yeah, you don't need a
you
nap.
You didn't work.
you don't need a nap.
Welcome to reality. It's the real world. It's what we deal with. You know, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, I can't go off to work and say, listen, this week I've decided that
my wrist hurts.
I want to be idle. You know, and I want to get paid for it. How about that? So there's that.
13.
Oh, wait a minute. We didn't decide. What are we doing?
They play idle.
Yeah, they're idle. Napping. Okay, next.
13, Tennessee.
I like them. What did they do to me last week? They had it won, folks.
They had it won.
Oh, they ripped victory out of the jaws of defeat. It was a prime example of it. And all I can do, I was shaking my head.
Okay.
And as the kid kicked the ball, I don't care. They won that game.
Yes, listen.
They won that game.
At the very end of the game, okay, when Tennessee got the ball back, all right, what Tennessee should have done is instead of sitting there trying to run the clock down and trying to get it into field goal range, they should have went down the field. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because Georgia knew that they were going to try to run the clock out. And all you got to do is go right past them. You go for the points.
It was a chip shot.
I understand, but you can't let it rest on the kicker's foot. Do you not remember versus Georgia what happened?
Yeah, but that's where you just want to look at the kid and go,
they've got something voodoo going on over there. You cannot hit a last-second field goal versus Georgia. You can't. You'll shank it. It's going wide left, wide right. It's not going through the upright.
Wait, no one expected the kid to Ted Knight it. I never swat.
I did. I called it. I said, here comes Ohio State 2.0.
Wait a minute. I want to hear the guru here. Hang on.
I was sitting next to Andrea. I said, you can see this kid shaking on TV.
Yeah. I said the same thing. I said, here he comes.
I'm like, he's going to shake the shells.
You know what? I kept thinking, I said it to Sherry and I jinxed it. Because I said to Sherry, I said, the only thing missing right now is Neil's coming in and saying, we're all counting on you.
Yeah.
From airplane. Just
you can see it coming.
I'm going to put it to you like this, though. The computer had what? Georgia what?
Now? Or last week?
Last week. The computer had Georgia running away.
No, the computer had Georgia plus 3.
What is it? We're on air.
You're right.
The computer had Georgia plus 3.
Had Georgia plus 3.
Yep.
And they were wrong until the end.
They won it right on point. It was 44-41. Georgia won by 3.
I understand that. What I'm trying to tell you what wasn't fair. I'm still in denial.
You stay in denial. It's okay.
I am swimming in denial. I can't believe it. And the kid, you just want to go like this. What were you thinking? You know, go sit down on the bench. Think about what you did.
Should have let him kick it the first time.
And then he made the exact same kick.
You're thinking Pet Detective and Laces Out.
Yeah.
and then he makes the same kick
twice.
Not 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
Let's go back to fundamentals.
Oh, yeah. By that time, I knew Georgia had it. I knew we were
doing. You can see the energy drain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once they kicked the field goal, you knew it was over.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
All right. Number 12.
Should have went for that one.
Number 12, Indiana.
Good spot.
Yeah, we already decided with them.
So what's big about them? they don't pass off. They run and run and run.
Yeah.
They wear you down.
So, and with the deep, with the offense on the sidelines, they can't run. They're in close games.
But I'm going to say this. They're running into a spitting image of themselves with Illinois. But Illinois has a better defense.
Illinois is just they're great in GPA. They're rough in athletics.
Yeah.
We'll see. Indiana, again.
But they're a physical team. That's the thing about it. Illinois is a physical team.
In Bloomington.
Yep.
And you know they're not
Illinois
for that one either.
Fighting Illini. Let's go. Call some timeouts or something.
I'll be whispering that in your room at about 1 o'clock a.m. when you're asleep.
Indiana won.
All right, number 11.
Number 11.
Miami.
Yeah.
This is what I worried about, like with Mateer running all the time now. The last kid to do that was Beck, and it did not turn out well for him. And now he's on another team.
Well, they got Florida this week. He would run.
At Miami, yeah. He's like a
standing. Yeah.
Yeah, because it hurts. You get your helmet cracked. You get beat up. You have no shoulder. You know. And
look, the kid's just driving the Ferrari with the windows down at the top.
They're holding their own. So I like them over Florida because but Florida could be one of those teams right now if Billy Napier starts to figure it out because he's telling his players, I'm not losing my job. I don't want to get bought out. But then again, maybe I do want to get bought out because it's $70 million.
Hold up now. Let's think for a minute, though. What happened last year when Napier was in the exact same position he's in right now?
Well, they won. I don't care. I'm taking the Miami train.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Miami's going to go in there and steamroll.
They took South Florida to the backside of the woodshed.
Yep. They sure
did. That's what I said. They're going to go in there and steamroll.
49-12.
And I know this because I was back there when I was getting beat. So,
yeah, you picked South Florida, didn't you?
No. Oh. No, I did not. And I was embarrassed. And I should have. Maybe I did. I don't know.
All right.
But Florida's 1-2. They're going to get their ass butts handed to them.
Yeah, I think so. They're going to get their asses handed to them. I agree. That's exactly what's going to happen. And, then reality will set in. But they can't do anything with Billy Napier anyway because he's a $77 million buyout.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a steep thing. You stink, and we have to put up with you.
That's why Dabo Sweeney, fire me, please.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, number 10.
Are you tired of winning? Did you hear him?
Are you tired of winning?
We've been winning. Are you tired of winning?
You're not winning the big games, though, Dabo.
It doesn't matter. His buyout's high, too. I mean, but this is a lesson for him. Why would you take on and do a buyout of that magnitude, and then you got to turn around in the office? All right, listen.
Oh, crap.
It's like the Browns with Deshaun Watson. Why don't you just give him the money and just say, listen, you okay. I mean, bad choices bring about bad outcomes.
It's like my old Air Force friend said, why is the Minnesota Vikings colors purple? Well, if you've been beat for 50 years, you'd be purple too.
That's right. Black, blue, and purple. All right.
We're hitting the top 10 now.
All right. Now where are we at?
Number 10, yep. Missouri.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. Missouri, they're
angry.
Big corn fed. I could see them now. They're ribs, everything, corn. Now
they are down to their backup, though.
You know?
It's like Kalen said last week, the backup should have been the starter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I told y'all.
You were right.
When your backup keeps throwing for 300 yards without interceptions, I think that's the choice now.
He went 30 for 39. 334 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
Wow.
Yeah, they made biscuits out of them. That's more. They're a big corn fed boys.
That was versus South Carolina.
No. Yeah. They played South Carolina this week.
Oh, yeah. That was against Louisiana.
And
the Raging Cajuns were not raging.
No.
No. And I know the Raging Cajuns went down.
And, they won the big time.
Yeah, they fell hard. And
52-10.
Yeah, and I expect about the same score with South Carolina.
Well, South Carolina and Lenora Sellers.
I said this.
When you have a quarterback that runs and they get a concussion, that'll learn you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, now what do they do? You know what I mean? What identity did they have without Lenora Sellers?
Well, they're going with a guy named Doty. First of all, there's your problem. That's a close enough name.
Did you see my argument from last week, though? Without your key player, you fall apart.
Yeah.
There's the difference.
So now
you want to talk about a Georgia or something like that? If they lost their quarterback, what would they do? Lean on the run.
Well, here's the thing. Now you got Doty, who looks like Doty.
Yeah.
And it was
bad, my friend.
Yeah, it's not good. So I like Missouri.
What was it, Vanderbilt? You got beat up by Vandy.
Pavia kid. Yeah.
He's standing on what he said last year. Let me just say it.
Yeah, he's playing angry. All right, next.
Number 9, Alabama.
Yeah, you can stay there.
And they're against
idle this week.
Idle.
Yeah, they need a nap. They definitely need a nap. All right.
Number 8, LSU.
They've got Southeast Louisiana this week.
LSU is one of those teams that I'm going to build my house at 15,000 feet, and LSU comes along and says, I'm going to build my house at 15,005 feet.
Hey, look,
just stay one level ahead of you.
Look, I'll be honest with you. LSU's looking good this year. They're doing what they need to do to win.
Do you want to do it, John, or should I?
What?
No.
No. No.
Just what?
No, my friend.
Yes. Where is it? Not so fast, my friend.
Now, look. They've already beat Clemson. They got Ole Miss, South Carolina, A&M, and Alabama.
Did we miss saying something about Clemson already?
Listen. They already beat Clemson. They got Ole Miss, South Carolina, A&M, and Alabama left.
Listen, Linda.
Do you think LSU could run the table?
Listen, Linda.
hear me out now. The only games that I really see that are questionable would be Bama, because if I remember correctly, I think it's at Bama, and Ole Miss.
Linda, listen, Linda.
LSU's going to beat Carolina.
Listen, Linda.
LSU's going to beat A&M.
Listen, Linda. I don't think they're going to beat A&M.
We have yet to see if A&M is legit.
They looked pretty fast to me. That kid could run.
But they did this last year and then stumbled.
But they didn't stumble, and that's it. They didn't even stub their toe.
They did.
No, they didn't.
They lost to Carolina. They lost to
last year.
That's what I'm talking about.
How come when I say Indiana last year, you're like, last year's last year, and all of a sudden
– because Indiana last year played nobody, and it showed it. As soon as they played somebody with a pulse, what happened? They got beat up.
You're like a politician. If it doesn't fit my narrative, I'm not going with it.
Indiana hasn't proven to be an elite school yet.
Don't worry. They will this year when they beat Illinois. All right. So, LSU. Who are they playing?
Southeast Louisiana. I just said that.
Southeast Louisiana. Yeah.
It's a win.
Yeah, I know. I'm taking LSU.
Number 7.
Coach Kelly will still have the glare on the sidelines going, I'm really not sure what's going to happen.
I know. And you know what? Remember last year, every game for about the last 4 years, he looked like a deer in the middle of the highway with the truck coming, gazing into the headlights. What happened?
Yeah. All right. Number 7.
Texas A&M.
There we go.
And they're playing
nobody.
They're idle.
Coach Elko is 8-5 going into a second year.
And right now, Texas A&M is 3-0. So yep. Make that 11-5. So he's still gonna lose two games.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. So what two games could it be? Well, they play LSU, Missouri, South Carolina, and Texas still.
They'll mess up one just by default, just because.
Now, hear me out. This is going to be a wild take. I think they lose to LSU, they'll beat Missouri, they'll beat South Carolina, and they beat Texas.
Wow.
Now, who do you think they're going to lose to?
LSU or Missouri. Those are the two right there. I'm going to take either LSU or Missouri. South Carolina they'll beat, and I honestly believe right now with the way that Arch Manning is playing and the way that Sarkisian is coaching the offense that they're going to beat Texas. Texas looks very, very beatable right now.
They're looking at Arch Manning's delivery process. Yes. How about win process?
I thought he was tomatoing cars.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think he reads defense fast enough. I really don't. If you look at his eyes going through the field, he is boom, and he sits there, and then he goes to the next read, and he sits there, and then by that time, the boy is scrambling, looking downfield for help.
I still think I go back to that kind of like commercial.
Now this whole like
okay, sidearm thing. I go back to that like whole like comic video with Eli Manning and Peyton Manning up there and. He was throwing a pass, and it was picked off, and he said, "There."
I told you he was adopted.
Eli said, oh, no. And then Peyton said, I don't think he's our nephew. I think he was adopted. which, yeah, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
That's what's going on there. All right, next.
Number 6, Texas.
And there they are.
And who do they got?
They have Sam Houston.
I think it's going to be a really close game.
It's not going to be like the Mexican United States War.
Yeah, it will. Quick. Real fast.
I got Texas. By a lot.
Do you really know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You and your war over there, you have fun. It's going to be a blowout.
You're like 10 steps behind John and I tonight. What is going on?
Not 10 steps.
We're saying Texas.
I know what you're saying. I'm just letting you know. Oh, my
goodness.
Now, the next one will be good.
The next one is number 5, Ole Miss.
I like it.
And who they got?
They got Tulane.
Yeah, we already said we're going to take you're going to take Tulane.
I'm not taking Ole Miss. Tulane. I said I'd take Ole Miss.
Ole Miss is going to be ahead. And then even ahead,
yeah.
And then even.
Yeah.
In the fourth quarter, it'll be a touchdown and a 2-point conversion and a win.
Yep. All right. Next up,
number 4, Penn State.
I like it.
And who they got?
Nobody.
Oh, they're idle. Another idle team.
Napping. This snapping thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's changing the diapers, giving a little baby food, and then, here, you're sleepy now because your belly's filled. I don't like it at all. I don't like
it. That would be an NIL refund for one of the 11 games.
Yeah, I'm not happy about this at all.
Number 3.
Oregon.
And they have Oregon State this week. I think it's going to be a mass murdering.
It's going to be a butchering. And Oregon's going to go on up there and just
dominate.
Oh, it's going to get ugly, and they're going to be eating beaver. skinning
it. What happened to Oregon State is they went to the Mountain West, and now they're a Group 5 team.
Yeah.
Are they in the Mountain West now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who's left in the – Where's Washington State?
Washington State and I can't believe And the other team in the
Pac-12
is almost nothing. I'm looking. Oregon State and Washington State.
That's what I thought. And it doesn't matter. We're going to win the Pac-12. That's what Washington State's going to say. We're the champions of the Pac-12. And really, what they are is they're just grabbing for the last bottle of oxygen. Grabbing for that last bottle, 10 feet deep. Yeah, it's all right. Oregon.
Number two,
Ohio State.
I like it.
And the reason why they dropped was
they're sleeping.
Schedule. Well, it wasn't that they won by
It doesn't help them when you fall asleep.
37-9. Strength of the schedule is what they
38-9. When the
37-9.
Yeah. But you know what? I think the Bobcats run away with the MAC. I think they win the MAC. And then all of a sudden, that'll start looking good. Now, is Grambling?
Ohio State was 10-3 and a half.
Yeah,
but how many times did Ohio State shoot themselves in the foot?
Yeah. But they scored something. Field goal. And then
that could have been 21-0 at the half, to be quite frank.
But you got to get those points. I agree with John.
I agree.
Yeah, you got to. That thing should have been.
You sleeping.
Yeah, 3 points. No, that should have been 21 points.
That was Errol Bruce at his finest.
Yeah.
All right. Number one.
Georgia.
Expected. And they don't have anybody this week, so.
I do like it, but I don't like it, and I'll tell you why. I think they punished Tennessee something severely for losing to them in overtime, I might add. And Tennessee had the game. They had it licked.
Georgia looks beatable.
And what did they do? They threw in some guy at halftime who usually kicks a field goal to win a truck. And they got this freshman in there, okay? And he shanks it. And I'm thinking,
what? No truck.
What happened?
Kirby Smart ran across the field and said, you're on national television for, for even the win.
Even Kirby Smart ran across the field and said, sit on the bench and think about what you did. That's just embarrassing.
Thank you. I have a contract renewal now.
Yeah. We've got a good spot in the open roster, but you ain't it. All right. So let me who's Georgia playing? Oh, they're sleeping too. I don't like this napping stuff. This napping stuff. I don't like it. All right, what is the bonus? Bonus five, please.
Michigan at Nebraska.
Oh, come on, Nebraska. But I don't think it's going to happen.
I think it's going to happen.
It's at Nebraska.
I think it's going to happen.
I know it is.
I think it's going to be a nice reality check.
Listen, nobody would love it as much as to see them on the sidelines itching your chin. Missed again. It's your chin. Missed again. Nobody would love to see that more than me. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think the guy that is replacing Sharon Moore now is better. I mean.
They didn't really play anybody.
Yeah, but.
Let's call a.
It depends. Can we get the kid running, Bryce Underwood? Can they beat him up a little bit? I don't think that they have the greatest running game like they thought they did.
I don't think that they thought that they had as good as they really thought that they had. I'll be honest with you.
Well, they're delusional anyway.
There's a lot of delusion in there. Yeah. Now, outside Underwood, who do you have? Who you got?
Wings and a Prayer. But I'll still take.
And their defense doesn't look that elite.
Yeah, well, I'll still take. The line looks good. I'll take Michigan. John, who do you like?
I can't.
You're stuttering. You're stuttering.
Nebraska at home. And so the only team that the Cornhuskers played so far is Cincinnati. They won 20-17. So they have to hope that Michigan turns the ball over.
They've been playing more consistent though. Look, they've been playing more consistent though throughout the weeks.
Who have they played?
Nobody's, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, here we go. Now the points don't matter again. Man, oh, I don't know. What office are you running for? What office are you running for with the political agenda? I don't believe they're going to beat Michigan. Michigan beats them by 3 points at Nebraska.
That's a good call.
I'll take Nebraska by 3.
Everybody wants to take Nebraska. We're all hoping for Nebraska. And
it's all right. When you lose, I'll bring you a corn on the cob.
You know what? I don't think so. I think you're going to get a corn on the cob. That's what I think is going to happen. All right. Number two in the bonus round.
Louisiana at Eastern Michigan.
The Raging Cajuns are angry now. They're angry. They've gotten smacked around. And they said, we don't like it. And they're the Raging Cajuns. So they better come up with some rage and win. But who do you like in that one, John? What does the computer say on that one?
Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like it. Number three.
Number three is Arizona State at Baylor. Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Who do you got in that one? What does the computer say?
Computer says Arizona State.
That's what I thought. I went gut instinct with Arizona State. And I think that they can get it done, but don't be surprised also if Baylor just outruns them. I mean,
so it's Arizona State 7.215 to Baylor 6.68. So six
close
point difference. Yeah. So that's basically a 1 point win.
That's where you're both doing an exam and a guy next to you breaks the tip of his pencil. He wants to borrow yours, but you're like, I've got to finish my work. Yeah, so Arizona State. All right, last one.
Number four is UTSA at Colorado State.
Utsa, and then you got the Rams. And yeah.
I'm looking right now.
It's like a bad TikTok video. I'm going to go with Utsa. Utsa. It's a too much. Yeah. It's a too much for Colorado State.
I have Utsa as a favorite. It's so low in the rankings, it's really hard to look at it. But wins and going into the game, Utsa. It's like voting between number 90 and number 100.
It's the two last potato chips in the bag. And somebody's crunched one side, and you just don't know what side it is. That's what it is. That's how it's coming down. All right. Heisman hopefuls. Where's it at?
Number five is North Texas at Army.
Oh, North Texas. North Texas. I ain't discussing it. Army. Oh, last year's team left. Now they're a tank sitting out the middle of the war with no ammunition, no rounds. Not good. Not good at all. I like North Texas.
I think North Texas has beaten Army at least a half dozen times in the past. In a row.
Yeah. And it's going to be.
I know.
Yeah, it's going to be like the Bakers. Half dozen plus one.
What's North Texas at? Or mascot? I don't know.
I think it's at North Texas too, isn't it?
I think it's about Army.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You just can't put a tank on your head because it'll crush you.
That's right. The tank. this is why we got the Navy out there playing, is because the Army needs some type of heroes. So,
and somebody to take them to a place that they don't want to go.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Heisman hopefuls, guy. Number one, after week three.
Number one is at the bottom of the list.
Carson Beck, 65 of 83 for 812 yards so far, 7 TDs, 2 interceptions, with an 89.5 quarterback rating. Yeah, you know what? He's on the list. You know, I mean, you usually don't want to be on the list, but then somebody came along and said, "You're on the list."
You know, you got a suit to fit you,
huh?
You got a suit to fit you.
That's right. You're on the list. Get your suit now. Okay. The next one up, Tommy Castellanos, QB, Florida State University. 17 of something's wrong there.
Yeah, I'm backwards.
Yeah, 11 of 17, 389 yards, 5 TDs, 20 rushes for 83 yards, 89.4 quarterback rating. The boy can run. Okay. The question is, why is he running? Okay.
Run fast, run yeah. Top
on us. This isn't that thing, you know, or around the chairs, you know. You
don't want sellers learn quickly.
Yes. You don't want to be the guy that's saying you fall down. All right. Next one up. Aaron Anderson, wide receiver, LSU, 18 receptions, 247 yards, and a lot of oxygen. You know, a lot of oxygen. He was on the sideline, and they had him in the tank with the thing over his head.
So with a receiver in the Heisman, it's receptions, yards, touchdowns. He has no.
That's
touchdowns.
Right. 5 TDs, baby. Or I'm sorry. No touchdowns there. No touchdowns there. So he needs touchdowns. All right. Next one up. Arch Manning, QB, Texas, 47 of 85. 47 of 85.
Why are you even?
Oh, my goodness. 579 yards, 6 TDs, 3 interceptions, 14 rushes for 61 yards. He's got a 66 quarterback rating.
Get off the
and
list.
He's not throwing footballs. He's throwing tomatoes at cars on the side of the street. That's Friday night. Okay? Yeah, slinging that thing just all horrible. He might be adopted. all right. Next one up. T.J. Parker, lineman, Clemson. Six tackles, 7 solo, 1 sack, 1 tackle for loss, and 1 interception. At least they have somebody on the defensive line.
It's a
one-on-one. Yeah, he's the only one. Pay him extra. All right, next one. Caleb Downs, safety, Ohio State. 7 tackles, 4 solo, 1 tackle for a loss. But Reese leads OSU with 13 tackles. But here's the thing. Caleb Downs runs that defense. You go here. You go over there. This will work out just fine. Just do it. Do what I'm telling you to do, and I'll clean up the mess. And he does consistently. Yeah. So I like it. I like where he's at. And yes.
If you're not a football fan and understand the game, he's just not a highlight reel.
But he can play.
You're darn right.
He can play. All right, Anthony Hill, linebacker, Texas. 8 tackles, 7 solo. Absolutely incredible. Again, one of the few people working on the Texas team. So, and of course, one guy that's the next one is going to be off the list soon. Lenore Sellers, quarterback, South Carolina. 29 for 45, 431 yards, 2 TDs, 1 interception, 21 rushes for 47 yards. And do you see what happens when you run? Do you see what happens when you run? He was, I'm going to tell you, it was the cheetah chasing the gazelle. You know?
I was going to say, it's second best to the Liberty Bell being rung.
And it's still cracked. Oh. All right, then we go to the next one. Drew Aller, quarterback, Penn State, 57 for 88 for 626 yards, 4 TDs, 1 interception, 2 rushes for 11 yards, a 41 quarterback rating. And I'm going to tell you, this is Penn State's downfall is, listen to it again, 2 rushes for 11 yards.
Now, minus 11 yards.
Minus 11 yards. 9 times. How many times was he absent? 9. 9 times.
9?
9 times. Okay. And he can't run. I'm convinced. It's once in a while he pulls off a run, but he's going to become a victim if he keeps doing it. Yeah. So,
whoever's going to be the roaming middle linebacker is going to have their sights on his head or shoulder pads or both.
I'm going to tell you, there's a grizzly out there just waiting for him to beat the crap out of him on the field. And just, you know, they just, you know how they do it. They work you over and they maul you real good. And then they kick a little bit of crap on you. And then they'll come back and eat you later. You know, that's him in the future. All right, the next one. Gus Nussmeier, right there, quarterback, LSU, 54 of 79, 689 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, a 75.3 quarterback rating. They've probably had the hardest schedule so far, questionable, but right there. Yeah, he deserves it. Put him in there. Let's see what he does, you know, until they run into another team. Anyway.
Until they run into Georgia.
Yeah, to Georgia. Yeah, that's right. And Tennessee. Listen, don't count Tennessee out. They might just mug him too. He could be a victim on the street.
25 on Georgia, they can put 55 on anyone else.
Yeah, yeah. I mean – Tennessee might be the thing in the alley, and he decides to take a shortcut home and gets mugged. You know? All right, next one. Jeremy Love, running back, Notre Dame, 33 rushes for 127 yards. What is a waste of ink on the paper? Okay. What are we even talking about here? Okay. It's a waste of ink. I feel bad for him, but this is where you need to go. And you need to face mask your own offensive players and ask them who they are and where do they work. You know.
You remember when Jamal Lewis was at Tennessee?
Oh,
they said give the ball to Jamal and let him run.
That's right.
And that is definitely not happening at South Bend.
It's like, no, it is not.
No.
It's bad. All right, next one up. Cade Klubnik, quarterback, Clemson.
Get off the list.
52 of 88, 633 yards, 3 interceptions, 3 TDs, 13 rushes for negative 31 yards, 43.8 quarterback rating. Why are you running, son? Why? And you're supposed to run the other direction, and you're not doing it. I mean, I don't know who he is. I don't know. And how he got 633 yards, his receivers are working hard. That's all, you know, to cover him. It just isn't working out good. And the last one on the list, Jeremiah Smith, wide receiver, Ohio State. 20 receptions for 315 yards, 3 TDs. And this goes back to what John just said about let him run. Remember, let him catch.
Yep. Let him catch and score.
Yes, let him catch and score. That's what they need to do.
So it took Jeremiah Smith 3 weeks to get it turned into a highlight reel.
And I don't know why they're holding him back, but to me, you got probably the best player in the land as far as wide receiver, and you got a couple other good ones with it on top of it, and you're not going to let him eat. It's like no soup for you. And I don't understand why he's not getting the soup. And give him the chunky soup, the good stuff. Now, I don't understand. But we shall see. Anyway, with that, we all have our picks. I go back again, and I say, Marcus, feel free to turn your picks in on Monday. I know he did. Yeah, I know. He's going to be hard to catch.
He's always.
I know.
I'll be 10 games ahead for the year, and I'll be looking over my shoulder. Where the hell is Marcus?
Yeah, I know. I was looking over my shoulder, and now all of a sudden I'm like, he's past me. It's like a bad Olympic run. <You know? laughs> I'm gonna lose. Oh, she's got me. You know. Oh, and with that, folks, we are done for. If you get a chance, come on over to Offsides on Trim Radio Network or trimradio.com. Please like the page. Follow us. We have a lot of fun here. John gives us the most pertinent, important information. Kalen messes it up with his political agenda. And then I make the jokes. So that's the way it works. We're going to have in our pick'em contest, John has to okay the final trophies. Shirts made. With your trophy, you will get a shirt from Trim Radio Network with the Offsides logo of John, Kalen, and Michael. And we'll have the Trim Radio on the sleeve. Perfect. And we will we're here to give stuff away and have a lot of fun. And we like it when you make bad pick'ems. You know?
Especially Kent.
Yeah, that's right, Kent.
Kent and I.
Yeah.
They choose with their heart, not with their head.
Yes. Yeah, I love it when people don't go with the stats. That always works out well for me. And then there's Doug. Doug's back there. He kind of waits in the bushes. And then
he
likes.
He's busy with work, and he doesn't know that the pick'em contest is first in life.
Yeah. And he wants to go on out there and ambush the prey. The problem with it is, Doug, that sometimes you jump out there and it's a lion.
Notre Dame fan.
Sherry goes with her heart on an instant to the table. I don't know why. There's no logic to it. It's yeah. I don't know why, but I like the way that their name sounds. Now
Sham finished third this week. and she just picks by colors, by mascot.
I know. The only thing I always worry about is I'm never going to drive in the same intersection with her because she's picking by colors. God bless her. But she does like, good.
Do you understand who's playing? Yeah, but I like the mascot.
I like the color red.
Red looks nice.
So that's how it is. But we want more people on there. Come on in. Have a lot of fun with us. Really, you know, we kind of enjoy talking about a little reality, making fun of the other ones that want to be victims. Billy Napier is a victim right now. The coach from UCLA, he was a victim. But they finally said,
UCLA is going to get one win this year.
Well, no, they sent the coach the door. He didn't even get a letter. They just walked it. Get out.
You know? You know, it's terrible because the next guy coming in, I mean, look at the gauntlet he's got to go through.
Yeah. I think when he was walking, while he was walking down the hallway, he said, first,
walk.
He goes, I got to tell you, we took a chance. We listened to you, Nico Iamalava, and now look at you.
I am a leader.
Look at you. You know?
We got your under. Your quarterback by sabotage and under the table, and 0-2 will not cut it.
Sell the mansion, you're done.
0-3.
It's like, you know, yeah. You're now reverted back to high school until the minors, until you can come up and do something better. And of course, the Virginia Tech coach, too, him, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're looking at South Carolina Beamer to go, coach like your dad.
It could be. You never know. It could be. But they showed him the door. There's a few more coaches I think are going to see the door. Napier's going to escape it because that buyout is just stupid ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
He said, go ahead, fire me. I'll take it.
Where do you want me to sign?
Yeah.
Right there.
Where's my check?
Sure?
His retirement set. You know, that's where you can come out. I might have been a loser, but I'm a winner. <You know? laughs> With that, thank you guys for tuning in. Until we have a lot more fun at other people's expense, we will do that next week. And hopefully the teams are going to have a nap. I hope you enjoy it. I don't like it. No napping. Wake up. Get to work. Anyway. Take care, guys. Thanks for tuning in. John, as always, we thank you, sir. The guru. And Taylor, I thank you, co-host, for your political insight and analysis. And I will continue to do what I do and make very poor jokes. Anyway, with that, we are out of here, folks. So let's play our we got an outro.
The outro now.
Yeah, we got an outro thing. Look at the outro. Let's just see. Outro. Bye, John. Talk to you later.